Ye wants a cut of paparazzi revenue, Adele chats with fans in Las Vegas, and Neve Campbell reacts to the weekend shoutout. It's Monday, January 24th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Ye says the man that he is accused of assaulting last week was trying to profit off his image, and the rapper blamed the media for describing the alleged victim as a fan. "Y'all are trying to gaslight me," Ye told a paparazzi as he arrived at Miami International Airport on Saturday. "It wasn't a fan. It was someone seeking to make money off of it and not share money with me." iHeartRadio.ca Music News described Paparazzi as a supposed fan. Justin Poplawski, a veteran autograph hound, claims he was punched after he approached Ye outside of the Soho warehouse in Los Angeles at approximately 3 a.m. on January 13th seeking an autograph. Ye commented on the altercation after telling paparazzi he believes they should be sharing revenue with the artists they photograph. "Right now y'all get to shoot us without having to pay," he said. "I'ma change that. I'm not saying it in a negative way, it's just like, right now, it's just really one-sided. You guys can follow us, you guys can stand outside of a hotel at any given time, you don't give us any percentage of what you're making off us, off our kids, and I'm gonna change that." In a video clip of his comments posted online, Ye did not explain how he plans to bring about change. "We all gotta make money together, it can't be a one-sided thing," he said. "This feels vulture-like." Many big photo agencies, in fact, do have revenue sharing deals with celebrities or their reps in exchange for information on their whereabouts. Stars often use paparazzi to help showcase brands or promote new projects. Adele fans who made their way to Las Vegas for the launch of her Weekends with Adele residency were surprised with FaceTime chats on Friday. The singer chatted with several fans who dropped by her merchandise store at Caesar's Palace. "I'm really sorry I'm not there," Adele told one. "It's the only thing I was looking forward to." One of her fans who got on FaceTime with the superstar is Eleni Zabrakos, who took to TikTok earlier to share her bad luck was trying to see Adele in concert. Zabrakos previously had bought a ticket to the concert in New York City via Craigslist, but the ticket turned out to be fake, and she once flew to London for an Adele concert that ended up being canceled. Last week, she was in Las Vegas for the start of the Adele residency. We've got some videos of fans talking to Adele in the link in the description. Neve Campbell reacted last week to being named in a track on The Weeknd's new album Dawn FM. "How crazy is that? It's pretty crazy," the 48-year-old actor said on an appearance on The Late Late Show with James Corden. On Here We Go Again, The Weeknd sings, "Make her scream like Neve Campbell." Campbell, who was born and raised in Guelph, Ontario, said she was initially confused when told about the shout-out. "At first, my publicist told me and she was like, 'The Weeknd,' and I was like, 'Wait, which weekend? Last weekend?' I had no idea what she was talking about. And then she realized, 'Oh, the guy who played the Super Bowl, that guy.'" Campbell added, "Fellow Canadian, how cool." Teased by Corden for referring to The Weeknd as the guy who played the Super Bowl, Campbell admitted she's just so bad with pop culture, and then she described the Toronto-born singer as a very talented guy from Canada. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.